Welcome, everybody, to On This Day on the Grueling Truth Sports Network. I'm your host for On This Day, Mike Goodpaster. And today we're going to look back at January the 12th, 1969. Now, for most of us that are too young to remember, you know the basics. The Jets were huge underdogs against the Colts in Super Bowl III, and their 16-7 victory stunned the football world. But this is the rare case in which the old tale has not grown taller over time. If anything, a review of what people were saying and writing before the game reveals a shocker befitting its reputation. Joe Falls of the Detroit Free Press predicted the Colts would win 270-0. Adding of Joe Namath, he better grow that mustache again and that goatee and those sideburns because they're going to rearrange his face in Miami on January the 12th. He added that the Orange Bowl would need more than a scoreboard that day. They'll need a computer to keep up with the Colts. To be fair, Falls was typing in the press box in Cleveland after watching the Colts crush the Browns 34-0 in the NFL Championship game, avenging their only loss of the season. Even reporters who knew how good the Jets were seemed awed by the challenge that stood in front of the Jets. In the very Newsday story in which he reported on Namath's famous guarantee that the Jets would win, beat reporter George Usher called the Colts the awesome National Football League champions. He added the Colts will most likely cut off the running game as quickly and as efficiently as a guillotine. Little did he know, the Jets' Matt Snell would run for 121 yards and a touchdown that day. Usher was one of two Newsday writers among the five nationally who went out on a limb in their predictions and took the Jets, joining columnist Stan Isaacs. Their colleague, Dick Clemente, had it 27-0 for the Colts. Baltimore's front four incensed at Namath's antics and remarks during the week has secretly pledged to make Broadway Joe an older, sadder, and wiser young man, Clemente wrote. Isaacs called Colts defensive end Bubba Smith the greatest thing since peanut butter and wrote an entire column in which he imagined an interview asking of David questions of David after his big upset of Goliath. Now, the point spread approached three touchdowns, but perhaps even more startling was the famed bookmaker, Jimmy the Greek Snyder, declared the Colts 7-1 favorites to win outright. Jimmy the Greek Snyder told the New York Times before the game, the Colts have the greatest defensive team in football history. Now, there was a lot to be said at that point that they were. The Colts had allowed 10 or fewer points in 11 of their 14 games leading up to the Super Bowl. They'd shut out a really good Browns team 34-0. But the Jets were quietly confident after a 27-23 victory over the high-powered Oakland Raiders in the AFL title game. But Coach Weeb Eubank played along with the narrative. Upon arriving in Florida, he cracked, "We didn't show our men the movies of the Colts. I'm afraid I'd have trouble getting them on the airplane." Now, Namath did not play along. His guarantee was not even the most outrageous thing he said before the game by the standards of 21st century hot take social media fallout. On the charter flight to Florida, the Times' Dave Anderson sat next to Namath, who listed for him five quarterbacks in the 10-team AFL better than the Colts starter Earl Morrill. Among them was Namath's 38-year-old backup, Babe Parilli. Now you know the reason why reporters no longer fly on team charters. The Colts were amused, and Billy Ray Smith, star defensive lineman for the Colts, said, "I think Namath ought to keep his mouth shut. He'll keep his teeth longer." Now, the best thing about time travel is observing people who do not know what is ahead, even though you do. But by early evening on January the 12th, everyone knew, and football was never the same. After back-to-back blowouts by the Packers over the Chiefs and the Raiders in the first two Super Bowls, the Super Bowl was validated as a competitive enterprise. Even though it wasn't commonly called the Super Bowl at this point, wasn't really until Super Bowl IV or V that the name kicked in. Now, because of what Joe Namath accomplished in the Super Bowl, pro football will never quite be the same again, said William Wallace in the New York Times. So, this Super Bowl puts Joe Namath in the Hall of Fame. If you look at his numbers, more career interceptions than touchdowns, not a Hall of Fame career, but the impact with this one game is what got him to the Hall of Fame. I wouldn't have a problem with that, but it's not like he played an outstanding game. He threw no touchdown passes, threw for 202 yards, and the real star here was the New York Jets running back Matt Snell, who carried the ball for well over 100 yards, scored a touchdown, and rightfully deserved to be the MVP of this game. Now, the Super Bowl IV may have been just as important, if not more, because Super Bowl IV, if you remember going in, the Vikings were a huge huge favorite over the Chiefs, and the Vikings were considered maybe the greatest defensive team of all time. And reality is, when you look back at Super Bowl IV and Super Bowl III on paper, look at the players on the two teams, the Jets probably should have been an underdog, maybe, against the Colts. But the Vikings were nowhere near the superior team compared to the Chiefs. That Kansas City Chiefs team, the next year, 1969 season, Super Bowl IV winners, was an all-time great team that gets overlooked. And I think a top three or four defense of all time. I mean, if you go back and look at the numbers and the beatings they put on people, and of course, in Super Bowl IV, they put a beat down on the Vikings, beat them, I think it was 24-7. So yeah, on this day, January the 12th, 1969, basically professional football as we know it was born, thanks to Matt Snell and the New York Jets. All right, guys, thanks again for listening to On This Day, January the 12th, 1969. Make sure you listen every day. If you were trying to listen every day the last 4 days, I was sick as crap. I would have sat here and just coughed in your ear the whole time. But we should be back up and running from here on out. So make sure you follow us at The Grueling Truth. And go to Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, YouTube, wherever you find podcasts, you'll find The Grueling Truth. So this has been Mike Goodpaster, and you've been listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.